The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, okay, see, now you're going early because you know I'm trying to wake you up.
No, that was, I went on the nod.
It's a Tuesday morning, The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
39 degrees right now. Break the shorts out, buddy.
Yeah, it is nice.
We hit 50 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We got a shot of hitting 50 again today.
A lot of nice melt.
A lot of melt going on.
Yeah, you don't kill yourself leaving the building, goddammit.
Got that?
Jeez, I always
died. Would you trip on your tongue?
No, because of the ice. Because
of the ice.
Ice.
The
ice.
Everything okay? No, the ice.
Ice.
Because of the ice. All right. I want to start the show with something that happened as I was leaving yesterday.
What happened?
Okay.
The ice. Yeah.
No, not the ice. It was beautiful, right? And first of all, you walk outside, the sun was out for the first
Birds
time.
Birds are chirping.
I mean, what's going on here?
Mm.
So I'm walking out to my car. You know, we're down in High Falls here.
Mm.
And there's a gentleman walking down the street. And I'm leaving as he's coming across my face. And he goes, hey. Older guy. I guess he's in his 50s.
Mm.
He goes, you're on the radio. And I go, yes, mm. I am. Yes, I am on the radio.
Coming out of that big building, this is radio.
Yes. Yes.
Studios.
Studio radio.
So he goes, I listen to your show. I listen to your show every once in a while. Every once in a while.
I go, that's nice of
him. I go, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. He looks me up and down. He goes, yeah, it's decent.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay?
Well, decent. You can hear worse.
Well, what
are true? Yeah. Yes, we have.
But to Kimmy's point, how do I respond to that?
Decent?
Yeah, do you say thank you?
He didn't say decent. He goes, it's decent. Like, he shrugged him with the, he did the Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
It's decent. Ruh-roh. So I'm like, okay, thanks. Like, no big deal.
Yeah, fine, I tell you. Fine.
He goes, hey, you got a dollar?
So you're getting panhandled.
Working you.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. I didn't have any cash on me. But even if I did have a dollar, after decent, no, I don't have a dollar.
Yeah, not a good sales pitch.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're looking to get something
from
me.
You're working a guy over for some money.
Exactly. Like, tell me, lie to me.
Yeah.
Tell me it's the greatest radio show you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah.
Can't live without it. By the way, you got a dollar. I'll give you $20.
Yeah.
All you got to do is stroke my ego a little bit, make me feel good about myself.
Yeah, a little salesmanship would help.
Exactly. I got to go see my teenage daughters in a little while. They're going to take me down several pegs. Like, give me a moment where I feel good about me, and here's some money.
It's amazing a person of that age doesn't realize that.
I mean, I guess if you're asking people for dollars, that's probably...
But there's a reason why you're in the street asking for money and it's not working. Maybe change your pitch a little bit.
Well, maybe he's only asking radio personalities.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's wrong with your show. Can I have $5?
Yeah, a dollar is also a weird pitch.
What do you mean?
Well, why would you settle at a dollar?
Well, I don't
think... if I go up to somebody, I've got to up my game a little bit.
Inflation. The smarter thing is to ask for a dollar, because then if they go to look for a dollar and they don't have a dollar, you're getting that 5 or that 10.
Well, that's why you go 5 minimal.
No, if you
then
ask.
Then you get a 10.
If you ask for 5, nobody is reaching for 5 is too much. It's rich too far.
No, man, you're doing it wrong.
Bro, you'd be the worst.
You're going to look at that guy
and be like, okay, greedy.
Yeah.
Here's your dollar.
Nobody is giving anyone a 5. Like, listen to this rich douche.
Why would you?
Using your logic, he got 0.
Well, only because he criticized me.
And us.
He got nothing.
We're in this together. We're in a pirate ship.
Ask for a dollar. See what you get. How'd you make out?
Nothing. Well, yeah, but if he said I was great, we were great, he would have gotten a dollar. I'm telling you.
Here's a dollar's worth of talent.
And we're doing decent. Like, he's not wrong. Right. We're 2 minutes into the show, and it's going decent. All right. I want to ask a question outside of this room, and I guess it applies to us, too, because we've had jobs other than radio.
Mm?
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. That interaction with that man I had yesterday is not uncommon, and I don't mean the panhandling part.
Mm.
If I meet someone that, knows that we do this for a living, or, I am introduced.
Yeah.
For some weird reason, when it comes to radio, people have no problem, strangers, looking you in the face and telling you exactly how they feel about what you do for a living.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many times I've met someone and they'll be like, oh, you're on WCMF. And I go, yeah. And they go, I don't listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Completely unnecessary.
Or they listen to something else.
Yes, I will. Yeah. I love Tony in the Morning.
Yeah.
Or Spisano's fantastic, which is great. Yeah. I mean, look, I get it. We're not for everybody. But you don't have to say it to my face.
Yeah, okay.
You don't.
Yeah, it's almost like there's this need to be super honest, and we're not going to check. We're not going to check to see if you actually listened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't.
I might
know.
Go into that car and look at those presets.
Turn it on. Turn it on.
Show me. Don't touch nothing.
You can lie. We won't do a background check.
No, like the funniest one to me, and this has happened. It doesn't happen much anymore, but it used to happen all the time where it's like, oh, you're on WCMF. Yeah. Well, I used to listen to that till Wheeze left.
Mm.
Like, great. I sit in the chair he used to sit in. Thank you, though. Thank you. Completely unnecessary.
Still got some of his stuff over there.
A lot of it in this drawer.
Yeah, a lot of memories.
If you're listening, bro, come pick up your crap. The phone number is 252-WCMF. Whatever job you do, do people feel the need to be brutally honest about either what they think about your profession or the job you actually do?
I would think people in retail get it all the time from customers.
Okay.
And things. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or just even friends that go to your store, what they want, what they see. Mm. And we see when I worked retail, everybody had some kind of opinion, and it wasn't always positive.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's that the customer's always right mentality.
Yeah.
So maybe you feel like you are able to say these things out loud?
Because I'm sure if you either work at Wegmans or Tops, you'll hear about the other store.
Yeah, probably.
Well, you know, when I go over there, it's way cheaper.
Okay.
You know, you guys are always out. They always have it.
Okay.
But why are you standing here?
But is that as personal?
But you kind of take it like because you you know, when somebody's standing, you represent the company at that singular moment because there's nobody else around to defend it.
Okay.
So, like, cashiers get it a ton.
Can we talk about that?
But I would take it personally just because you're just being a dick. Like, whether or not...
what do you want me to say?
Yeah, like, you didn't have to say that to me. You know, I work here.
You're in their uniform with a name tag, with a hat on. You're it.
All right, I get your logic here.
Mm.
But it seems, Kimmy, there are two types of people in the world.
Because
I worked at Wegmans, and I loved working at Wegmans when I worked at
Wegmans. Yeah, they're a great organization.
But I never took any criticism of Wegmans personally, because it's a corporation, and I'm just a guy that works at Prepared Foods. Kimmy, there are those people who will work jobs like that, and they take it as, like, this is my store, and it's like when you go to a restaurant, and you go, hey, do you have Diet Coke? And they go, I don't have Diet Coke, I have Diet Pepsi. No, you don't. The restaurant that paid for the machine has Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I here are my specials. They're not your specials.
Is that really a pet peeve of yours?
I don't know why. It bothers the hell out of me.
I've never thought about that.
Folks that take ownership of things that aren't theirs bother the hell out of me.
That's a weird one.
I just don't get it. Like, hey, it ain't you. It's okay. You don't have to, like, if somebody tells you Wegmans sucks and you work at Wegmans, you're just a guy that does one thing.
But that's their whole life.
It does. No, that's what I mean.
But that's
should be your whole life.
But it is. Everybody's job is their whole life.
Man who stole from grocery store for 10 years. It's just my life, man. I need it.
I think even if you don't see that job as your
whole... I kind of see it like taking my stuff.
I think even if you don't see that job as your whole life, like it's just the arrogance of somebody saying that to you
that I get.
Can get under your skin.
That I get.
Doesn't matter where you work. It's just like, did you have to say that to me though, right now?
Well, I mean, there
in
are
the middle of me working.
Yeah, it's not very motivating.
Okay. Fair enough.
You know, if you're busting your ass and somebody points something out that you don't even have control over, and then they walk away smugly like they want because you can't say anything.
Yeah.
Because it's customer service.
Well,
like retail is the worst as far as like a demeaning job.
But again, it all goes back to this. Whoever said out loud for the first time, the customer is always right.
And they ran with it.
It's the worst person in the world because the customer is never right.
No, of course
not. Customer is never right.
Yeah.
I worked in retail, man. There has never been a situation where like somebody like got in my face and I was like, oh, yeah, you know what? When you put it that way. No, you're wrong and you're stupid and get out of my face.
Yes.
252 WCMF. I'm leaving yesterday. This guy walking down the street, older cat. He goes, you're on the radio. I go, yeah. So I listen to your show every once in a while. I go, oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's decent. Can I have a dollar?
You know, you may see him again.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you know, you're right.
Because I mean, if he's cruising around here, semi-homeless.
Yeah, sure.
You should test him next time. What station do I work for?
Well, I was also, to your point.
What's
I was also,
my show?
I mean, I say homeless. I don't know if he's homeless because he said he listens to the
radio.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people that walk around.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like,
he's looking for a dollar.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's homeless.
Well, no, you could be panhandling and have a place to go. You can. There's nothing that says it's illegal to panhandle while having a home.
No. But if you're looking for single dollars, I'm guessing you're at the open door mission.
Okay, again.
But they may have us on over there. You never know, in the morning.
By the way, I would like to thank Joe for looking out for us this morning.
What is Joe saying?
I have something in my nose.
Oh,
great.
Thanks for pointing it out.
I didn't see it.
God, I hate these cameras. Did you see it? You didn't tell me?
I can't see it from here. I mean, your nose is huge, but it's not that big.
For God's sake, your nose is bigger than my nose. Your nose is way bigger than
I'm
my
Italian.
Nose.
It's supposed to be. I've never seen an Irish guy with that size of a blower.
I've broken it like five times. I don't even know what my nose is supposed to look like. I'm not even kidding. Like,
how did you break it?
Boxing.
Girlfriends.
Boxing, hockey.
Mostly girlfriends.
Shut up! Anyway, going back to the whole criticizing someone's job. To
Tina stood up too fast. Ow!
Thank you. I've always gone the opposite way.
What do you mean?
Where, like, even if someone does a bad job,
yeah,
I don't have the balls to not look them in the face and be like, thank you so much, you did awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'm never going to point anything out, man.
No,
but, like, I won't even, like, if somebody, let's say you have someone come over to your house because they got to do some kind, you know, something you can't do, right? Even if they screw it up, I will be over the top thankful because I don't know what else I'm supposed to say.
Yeah.
Like, that person will walk away after doing a bad job thinking that was the greatest job they ever did.
You're just thankful they were there.
I thought that was what the human thing to do was.
Yeah, but most people don't do that.
But you do?
Oh, no, but my wife is not going to tolerate, like, if it don't look right.
Do you hear this right now?
So I'm hands off.
Yeah, but you also appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
You're, like, standing behind her like, go get him, honey.
Remember I told you? Oh, yeah.
That's my woman. That's my woman standing up for me.
See, remember I told you I was on that little mini tour when we were on vacation?
Yes. Yeah.
And the chick giving the tour, like, she sucked.
Yep.
And we just, we all just sat there, and you couldn't hear her. Mm-hmm. She was looking the other way, and she didn't seem to be very interested in the job. So this woman sitting behind me, she was this big, maud-looking woman.
Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
Well, very, like, take charge. Like, she was, like, some kind of, like, executive woman.
She was the Jason Priestley of the 1970s.
Yes, okay. Yes. She, like, got on her ass, like, blunt. And I'm like, man, this is uncomfortable, but, God, this is so awesome. Like, she's, like, bitching her out, and it's working. And I was like, I am so happy that she did it, even though I had to witness it. But I couldn't sit in this van for an hour and listen to this, bro.
Okay. The fact that you just said that,
yeah.
You are no better than anybody who looks someone in the face and says, you're
I'm way better because I didn't do nothing.
No,
because
you wanted to. You're just a pansy. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you're worse than the guy who looks at someone's face and says, you suck because you want to do it, but you're too much of a puss.
Yes, I admit that.
So, no, it has nothing to do with, like,
it was fantastic. Like, I wanted that woman to just, I wanted to hire that woman to stand behind me.
You are
like, every time I wanted something, go, man, just tell them, I don't like the room over here.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Can you ever remember a time in your life where you had to look someone in the face and tell them they were doing a bad job?
No.
Never. You've
she
never
does
done
it to me all the time. Well, you don't do this, you don't do that. I got to go
check
your emails.
But you're talking more like not a stranger, but somebody you've really just met. And right? She's, yeah, I'm not. Like, I will let, I'm thinking of, you know where this probably happens all the time? Haircuts.
Oh, good call.
Like, I can tell, like, she's going a little too short or, you know, it's not going in the direction you expected, but I'm just going to sit there and let it happen.
So the last time.
Because I'm not, I wouldn't even know how to point them in a different direction because I don't know what I'm doing.
So the last time you got a haircut, you didn't say anything when it was over?
Well, obviously.
Oh, I would never say anything because at that point, it's too late anyways. You know, like, you're here with this hair, so going home.
My parents,
can't get it back.
My parents had no problem telling people off. Being blunt, even my mother would just be blunt with people and, like, rude, push them aside. My aunts and uncles were the same way. I told you, they were so dismissive. They wouldn't even, they would go, they would just yell at the woman, waitress, woman, counter person. And they would just, and my oldest brother is the same way. I told you, my brother shops at the same grocery store all the time, Mike myself. But he's constantly talking to the manager. Because if he sees something he doesn't like, he went up to the manager one day and he said he didn't like the way the kid shaved and stacked his prosciutto on the wax paper at the deli.
It's the most Italian conversation I've ever heard in my life.
But he went up and he showed it to him.
Why?
To get that kid in trouble.
Okay.
But are there times, though, where maybe you should say something just because you know somebody else is going to be meaner about it later on?
No, because I don't want to be the mean one.
No, but here's the thing. Like, I remember one time I was getting my nails done, and the woman was like, oh, we have somebody new here. Like, she's going to start you off. And, like, and she was hurting my nails to the point
where
they
were,
like,
at Home Depot.
But I did. I was sitting there, like, in pain, but I'm like,
wait, it hurt that bad?
Like, well, she was, like, clipping, like, around my nails and they started bleeding.
Jesus Christ, man.
And I'm like, oh, like, I would think, like, the blood would kind of show that it
squirting
hurts.
Squirting in her face. Clipped an
artery.
But
I didn't say anything thinking like, I don't know, she's new. But then again, I should have, because like, she's going to do this to the next person too.
Better them than me. I don't know.
Like, if you, like, blood, I'd have to draw the line of blood, I think.
Like, it wasn't bad. It was just enough to like be like, I know it's not supposed to go like this.
Let me put it this way. Right. I have eaten multiple meals that were prepared the wrong way for me instead of being like, hey, can I get what I actually ordered? And I mean, like, way wrong. Like, completely the opposite. I've eaten fish, and you know I don't like fish.
So,
like, they brought out the wrong thing?
Yeah, like, completely wrong thing. And here's the thing. I probably ate someone else's dinner, and I should have said something, but I didn't want to be that guy.
All right. I mean, but I can eat around it, I guess. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So right now, right, you go out and you get your, can I get the fennel special?
Mm-hmm.
And they bring you out a big old piece of meatloaf, gravy over the top, potatoes.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you ain't touching that bitch.
Well, you go that extreme.
Well, no, that's called
fennel.
That's called food.
Steak.
What I'm describing is food. And I said meatloaf.
So it happened to me when I was in Canada, and... It was a French, like, kind of a joint. It was in Montreal.
Ooh.
Oh, it's 7 hours away, man.
Yeah, seven hours
French.
Away, but a world away. A language away.
What, are you working for the tourism board?
Like you're in Europe.
Yeah, that valet you were with yelled at me because I wasn't doing a good job.
But no, like, you'll get, like, the wrong thing, but I'm not... I wouldn't even know how to tell this woman
I don't want it. Was there also a possibility you ordered that?
I don't know.
<didn't> know?
But I don't know. It's not what I thought I was getting, but I'm just going to eat it.
Okay.
Then it's French food. It's all just garlic and butter anyway. You're going to eat it.
All right. So I guess the moral of this story, if you tell us we did a great job, we do a great job here at the break room, we'll give you a dollar.
Yeah.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, folks, now we're looking for any way we can to make extra money.
Oh, yeah, you got to make that dollar.
What have I told you? You don't need a side hustle, man.
What do I do?
All you have to do is keep checking your pockets every once in a while.
My pockets is empty.
Okay, but you're hanging out in the break room. That's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, story of the Democrat and Chronicle, earlier this week. Talking about where you can find value in things that will put a little more money in your pocket.
Okay.
And it turns out, according to this story, $2 bills are skyrocketing in value.
The old $2 bill.
Okay, so old is an interesting term.
Do they make them anymore?
I don't know if they are currently making $2 bills. I mean, we're getting rid of the penny, so who the hell knows?
All right.
Kimmy, can you Google if we're still minting $2 bills? Thank you, I appreciate it.
Because I knew people that used to collect them.
Yeah.
But what are they worth now?
All right, so obviously the ones that are the oldest are worth the most, like late 1800s to early 1920s.
Oh, man, you're talking like old ass.
Like I said, obviously.
Like you don't even recognize the politician on that.
I think it's Hamilton.
Has it always been, or did it change?
I don't know.
Wait, the guy from the play?
Yeah.
$2 bills are still being printed, and they're still in circulation, yeah.
Will you Google who's on the $2 bill? Because
I
don't want to see if I'm right, because I got wrong Jason Priestley yesterday, and I feel bad about myself. So, yes, obviously the ones that are really old are worth the most.
Thomas Jefferson.
Jefferson. Damn it. So, apparently, for some reason, Tommy, a bunch of $2 bills from 2003 are worth a significant amount of money. For example.
Would they screw them up or something?
I have no idea why, but one 2003 $2 bill sold a year and a half ago for $2,400.
Wait, what?
And then 2 weeks later, it sold for $4,000.
But it's not old.
No, I understand. I don't know why some of these are worth a bunch, but in the story in the DNC, there's a link you can go to put in serial numbers for bills that you have to see if it's worth more than the actual bill is. It's free money.
Yeah, but I always do like people that like they collected like those silver dollars,
yes,
and those 50-cent pieces and all that, and they'd have a drawer full of that stuff. I always figured it never really amounted to anything.
Well, you think those people that collect currency, they're pretty cool cats, right?
Oh, yeah, they're the coolest. No.
Why no?
Well, I collect coins.
Okay.
How much you got? 35 cents.
No, there are folks that hit collecting currency.
And they know what to look for whenever they get changed.
Well, I think the key of it, Kimmy, and that's just the point, right?
It's not like about the rare coin.
Yeah.
No, because here now we're having two separate discussions. Oh. Because there is a difference between going to like flea markets and swap meets and coin collectors conventions and buying rare coins and just keeping an eye on what comes through your hands.
Like, I know, like, some guys that were into that they'll, every time they get changed, I like sort through it just to make sure there's nothing
so
in there
sad.
That's.
Look, I got
like a specific
wee
year
penny.
Yeah.
Why is that sad?
It's a wee penny.
It's literally free money.
It's American money, buddy.
It is literally free money.
I just want a penny with a penny.
Why would you not do that?
Because it's pain in the ass.
Like to do this?
I treat change like nothing.
I know, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. Do not do that because there are valuable coins come through their hands. I did when I was younger.
Yeah, because you had no money.
Well, I don't use cash anymore.
You know what was big when we were younger were those state quarters.
Remember, are those worth anything?
I don't think they're worth anything, but I remember people they would run those infomercials about like you'd buy the map and then you'd put the quarter of each state in every. It was just a collectible thing. I don't think it was really worth anything.
My mother got me those moon landing coins.
Yeah.
And she gave them to me in 1969, uh-huh. right? She bought them. Remember that guy said they ain't worth squat?
So again,
unless you go to the Mariana Islands.
Do you still have those?
No.
Again, because remember we talked about yesterday how you absolutely have undiagnosed ADD? Mm. That is not what we're talking about. Those are collectible coins. What we're discussing here is actual American currency through your hands where you will have, I mean, the odds that you have had a rare coin or bill in your possession over the last couple of years is almost 100%.
But
I don't
think you got like a $1,000 coin or a $1,000, $2 bill. Your ass is itchy. It's probably that damn coin.
What year did you get the moon landing coin?
So they were Apollo moon landing coins. She bought them in like 69.
Okay.
Yeah, it was one of her favorite numbers.
Oh, yeah, she loves 69.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Yeah, she always bet on it, played the slot.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay, so there are some on here worth like $1,500
God, from 1969.
So they're from an island.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
So they were minted like in the Marianas or something like that. Okay, so got like Polynesian Island, but the guy goes down there garbage.
252 WCMF. Story of the DNC last week. It says that your $2 bills that you could have lying around your house could be worth a fortune. Now, again, obviously the ones that are over 100 years old are worth the most, but for some reason, some recent ones, like ones from 2003, have been selling online for thousands of dollars. And you're right, Tommy, like the odds that you have a quarter that's worth $5,000 is small. But if you have a bill that's worth 10 times what the bill is worth, a single that's worth a 10, a 5 that's worth 50.
I would think like if you're cleaning out like your grandparents' house, your parents' house, and they got like a big, like it used to be like, you know, somebody had like a big jar of like change.
Yeah.
It would have to be in there. But man, you got to do some sorting. Like you got to like set aside some time to like look at every coin.
No, I hear you, man. And like with your schedule, you definitely do not have the time to
do that. Care, man. I got so much time left on this earth that I ain't doing no coining.
What do you do? You're doing nothing with it, though.
Look at that.
It's not like you're like scaling Everest or like writing a novel. You do nothing.
But I want to keep it that way.
You drink and watch Netflix.
Yes.
And then you bitch about I have no money, which is a valid concern. Get some talent. But
Go get a quarter and see what it's worth.
You know what's the most frustrating with you like saying this stuff?
Hmm.
Your town is the perfect town for something like
that. Oh, yeah.
Because Pittsburgh's got a lot of old folk.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of folk that kept cash around. Like,
they collect. And,
you got
valuables.
There is valuable money that is circulating through Pittsburgh all the time. For example, Kimmy and I, we worked at Lugia's, the ice cream shop at Spencerport back in the day, separate times. We never worked together. But there would be two or three times a summer, and I don't know if this happened to you, a lot of mattress money out on the west side.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There would be 5, 10s, 20s that were from the 40s and 50s that would show up.
I never actually looked at the dates, did you?
Well, there were a couple of times where they thought the bill was fake.
Oh.
And we would have to, like, call somebody, and they'd be like, no, that's a $20 bill from 1954.
They say if you, most old Sicilian men have between $10,000 and $20,000 worth of change on them in their pockets at any given moment.
Okay, fine. You know what? You keep being stupid and broke, and folks listening can go ahead and look for this stuff.
I want to hear the douche that made like 10 G's on his coin collection.
I feel like that it's not that hard.
Matthew writes us on Instagram, says, my father-in-law has $2,000 worth of old $2 bills, and my son has a $1,500 wheat penny.
Because this seems like something that you'd be doing over a lifetime, so I feel like if you really are a coin collector, you've probably enjoyed doing it since you were a kid.
Wait, he said he's got a penny.
$1,500 wheat penny. His son has a $1,500
that he could sell right now for $1,500.
I'm telling you what, Matthew just wrote me on Instagram.
Oh, he's so
funny. Oh, well, he almost old man wave, too. He almost did. Oh, there it is!
I'll give you a double and a thumbs down on your stupid-ass wheat penny.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Morning, you lousy bums. What's going on?
It sounds like, Mike, are you a coin collector? Is that why you're angry with us, Mike?
I dibble and dabble in the coins and defective money and stuff. Okay. I've made a little cash over the years.
Okay.
So with currency, if you have a dollar bill or any banknote next to the serial number with a star on it, I just found out star notes are worth more money because when they're being printed, if one of the bills gets mangled or whatever, they have to keep that series in the serial number intact. So they'll print a note to compensate for the one that got mangled.
Shut.
So the star notes are
up
more
your
desirable.
Mouth.
He's telling you.
Nobody
how to
cares
make...
about your stupid star dollar.
There are people that have a star.
I got me your star dollar.
There are folks going through their wallet right now looking for a star, and they're going to make money
Stop.
On that.
Don't
thing.
Do it. Yeah.
Shut up. You're an
Giving
idiot.
Giving everybody
now,
valuable coinage. Information.
Starry Mike.
Starry Mike.
If you look at the edge of the coins, you find silver quarters, dimes, whatever. They're paying like 25 times base for silver coinage now because of the price of silver going up so high.
All right,
it's going up so much.
I mean, he's not wrong. All right, Mike, in all sincerity, like if I just were to start looking at all my quarters and nickels and currency for the next year, what are the odds I find something like what you're describing
big,
just coming
time.
Across my hand?
Big time.
I've probably had 3 or 4 star notes in the last year,
There's
but
a
I didn't know what the heck the significance was of them until just very recently.
There you go.
So you're pretty rich.
When I used to work at Wegmans, I would get silver coinage all the time. You know, people get broke, whatever. They bust up their coin collections and use them as cash. Or when I worked at Hess, same thing. Silver coins you come across once in a great while, not so much now because people are snatching them up. But
big market.
There's money out there that's worth
There's
like
money floating around, Pat.
Coins, defective
big
mint.
Money.
You know, I had a dollar bill where the back was printed on the front, and the front was printed on the back.
What? How would you
for
know,
half
though?
The bill. So it's like it was like a flip-flop bill.
Okay, gotcha.
I sold that for $75.
Flip-flop star bill, you rich.
$75 for a dollar bill. Did you hear what he said?
I have. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It never happened.
So, you know, it's out there. It's just not
as
frequent as you think.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, you big dummy.
Thank you. Big Sanford and Son fan.
Rambling Mike.
All right, so here's what I don't get.
What is it?
Kimmy, I understand that like when it comes to like things you've believed in your whole life, mm-hmm. like you know, history stuff, science
sure,
stuff.
Sure.
If new information is presented,
yeah.
there are folks that will fight against that.
Yeah.
What doesn't make sense about this
yeah.
is it's literally information you could take yeah. to make more money.
Take it or leave it. You know, it's there, it's
but
out
they
there
make
if
up
you
those
want
numbers
it.
And they make up these
telling
things
you to
that are
do
worth.
Anything. They're just like, hey, you know, if you come across this, it might be worth
Thank
somebody's
you.
Buying a it's, penny for $1,500.
Here's how I know you're wrong. Oh, no, I'm a man. Now I got nothing to say. So I'm going to do it.
I'm listening.
You know I go to those antique malls.
Yeah.
Right, to look for sports collectible mm. stuff. Half of the, like, stalls are all currency. People
yeah.
are selling and buying and trading.
Bro, they are making money.
The,
it's like day
whether
trade,
or
man.
Not they are
Buy,
making money.
Sell.
The point is there is a place where you can go and make money if you have this stuff.
I say greed is good.
Maybe he doesn't get that.
It's the most famous say it ever.
What movie is that from?
I don't know.
Who said it?
I don't.
If she doesn't know the movie, dumbass. Man who's quoting movies from 1987 is going to tell us. Oh,
that was a good movie.
I'm not saying it wasn't a good movie. Great soundtrack, too. Good talking heads
yeah,
track.
Yeah.
That one. The point I'm making is
yes.
I'm trying to give you money, and you're like, no. You're like a spoiled
also,
kid.
You know, eventually, you're going to need a hobby. Like, this seems like something that's manageable.
Alcoholism and sarcasm is a hobby.
Well, you could get drunk and look at your quarters.
She's right. It's lame, quiet, patriotic, and you can do it drunk. It's quite
a patriotic.
American currency collection is not patriotic?
No, what's it doing for your country?
It's got literal, they're flashcards of the most important people in the history of the country.
Is that helping the country?
It's not patriotic?
No.
Okay.
Patriotic, they go chucking a grenade at somebody or something.
Yeah, but the right...
Storming a hill.
Okay. Well, go do that, then. I think everyone would be encouraged... I would encourage you to go storm a hill. Let's take a break.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
This is still a weird situation for Bills fans.
What happened?
Well, we're not used to being national darlings.
Oh, yeah.
Having the best quarterback in the NFL, being a top news story every week.
You're big time now.
I mean, hell, the NFL Combine's going on right now, and Sean McDermott is making national news talking about receivers and Myles Garrett and all
Ooh.
These things. And... what we're about to discuss
yeah.
happens because of all of this. There's a weird catch-22 here.
What happened?
Well, if someone does this locally, Bills fans will look at them with a side eye.
How you do me.
Yeah. But if folks from other states, other cities do this,
mm-hmm.
Come on in, buddy. The water's warm.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills are top three in the NFL for the most bandwagon fans.
Oh, around the country.
Yes. So these numbers are from the last 5 years. They track teams that gained and lost the most followers on social media. So it's not a perfect science.
Mm.
However, Tommy, when you look at the list, it does kind of add up for teams that would have been picking up straggling fans.
All right.
For example, the Lions have been number one.
Oh, yeah.
Chiefs are number two.
Mm.
Bills showed up at three.
Wow, that's impressive. Mm.
They've increased their social media following the last 5 years by 28% nationally and internationally. Texans and the Commanders round out the top five. And again, those two make sense for bandwagon fans. And let's be real here. Just with the people you know personally in Western New York, the last 5 years, folks who have never watched a down of Bills football, or all of a sudden, posted pictures of them going to games. They're wearing their Josh Allen jersey to work every week. Go, Bills. Bills Mafia. Hashtag Bills Mafia. Yet.
Why do you do spaz hands?
What's what are we talking about? Yay, Bills Mafia.
What's that all about?
Well, because you don't know how to do the hands. Yet, Kimmy.
Yeah.
We as Bills fans still haven't really decided how we deal and feel about bandwagon fans.
Yeah, but Bills fans are harsh to different Bills fans of different generations.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you as a Bills fan, I mean, you grew up a Bills fan your whole life.
Die hard!
But guys like your dad's age judge the way guys your age.
I don't know how you can judge me.
I judge your fandom.
I was in the worst of it, man. I was in the worst of it. That was my Vietnam.
I'm sure that people... People now look at kids who are Bills fans and be like, you don't even know. You don't even know the bad years, kids. Like, I know you love the Bills, but you got a lifetime of hurt coming your way.
You're right, and I know we love to run our mouths, but that's not really those kids' fault.
No, it's not, but I think we are... I'm sure every fan base may do this to some extent, but I do feel like Bills fans are like pretty harsh to other Bills fans and the way that they celebrate the team.
Okay, but can we agree when it comes to the hierarchy of fans that you will look sideways at, the bandwagon Bills fan is a number one with an exclamation.
Sure.
The local one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what are you going to make them prove it?
Well, yes. I mean, we can if we want to go down that road. Like, here's the thing. I know Tommy is fine with bandwagon Bills fans because you are a bandwagon Bills fan, right? You jump on and off the bandwagon.
Yeah, I'm here for the entertainment.
Week by week. So locally, bandwagon is a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tell me if you think I'm off here.
What's that?
If you grew up in Bills country, and you had a chance to be a Bills fan for the 17 years we wandered through the desert with no playoff berth, and now you want to do it, it's a slap in the face.
Mm.
You didn't feel the pain we did. The success does not feel the same to you than it does to people like Kimmy and I. You did not earn this.
Yeah.
Fair statement?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. However, if we talk nationally, we want people all of a sudden to decide that Josh Allen is their Lord and Savior and that the Bills are America's team. If you meet a 30-year-old guy in a bar in Gates who switched to being a Bills fan 3 years ago, you're suspicious of that guy. You kind of dismiss him.
Where have you been, bro?
If you meet that same guy from Reno, Nevada in an airport bar, that guy is awesome.
So he's not from here?
Yes.
All right.
Well, they're the same guy. Why do we feel that way?
Well,
because that guy's no threat to you. For some reason, you feel threatened by a local bandwagoner.
Oh, no, it's not a threat.
But if it's like out of town, you for some reason, there's no perceived threat by that.
Do you hear what's happening here? He's trying to paint himself as like tough because you're a bandwagon fan. I'm not threatened by a bandwagon Bills
fan. No, because
fan.
You think you own this team.
Well,
just like the guy at the restaurant that says, well, I don't have any iced tea today, who you hate because it's not his iced tea, it's the owner's. You're that same person.
No, I look at you as pathetic.
Of course you do. But that's either way. You just think of me as pathetic across the board.
Well, no, I mean, if I didn't know you, I think of you as pathetic as a person. But if I didn't know
but
you,
your
and
mama
I
didn't think I was pathetic.
See, look what he's doing now. He knows he's in the deflecting. Bad spot, so he's
no, I'm not in a bad spot.
You see, Kimmy said it, deflecting
a little bit. But the local guy, as much as you don't like, but that makes more sense. It makes more sense that you got wrapped up in this all because you're surrounded by it all the time, and I can understand why. Somebody that's lived here their whole lives is now kind of, they're excited about what's going on in Western New York. Like
but
I
that's
understand
what they
that.
Want.
Yeah, no,
that's the whole business plan.
Right, but that's my point. I guess is we shouldn't be so skeptical of that
but
local
you don't
fan.
Like them.
I love how, like, she's trying to sound all cool. Now she's Kissinger here, right? Like, that's it. Here's what we do. We take all of them in and we bring them with us.
But we should want everybody local to embrace it.
You are so full of crap because I've watched you watch other people. And
I'm
you
not
go,
saying
I'm keeping a tongue like
you're
this.
You're not listening. I'm saying we should feel this way. We don't feel that way, but we should feel that way.
We should embrace these people.
Okay.
Like, I embrace people.
You embrace nobody.
I embrace the bandwagon.
No, because here's the problem. Because you are a bandwagoner. When you embrace the bandwagoner, Kimmy, and things go south, all of a sudden they got stuff to say, and they're the first ones that are going to piss you off.
Or they walk away from the team.
Exactly. Well, look, that's fine. If I don't have to hear you, great. It's the ones that are like, well, let me tell you, yeah, maybe we should trade Josh Allen. Yeah. You know how many trade Josh Allen takes I got after the AFC Championship game in my DMs on Twitter?
Oh, you were wasting his talent? I heard that.
Well, that one, fine.
I feel like Josh should move on.
Move on.
I heard that on the radio.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. The Bills, according to this not perfect science of a study, have the third most bandwagon fans in the NFL over the last 5 years. And it makes sense, even though it's kind of an imperfect science here. And we're talking about how locally a bandwagon fan is looked at by, you know, fans that have been around a while suspiciously, where if that same guy lived in, I don't know, Sacramento, California,
you think he's cool.
We want that guy. Hey, Kimmy.
Yeah.
What about kids from out of town who are becoming Bills fans?
Like little kids?
Younger
like,
kids. Yeah. Let's say between like 5 and 15. Because Josh Allen is doing that right now.
Yeah, no, it's the same way you see sometimes little kids around here with Patrick Mahomes jerseys.
You got to light that kid up.
Well, I mean, it's a kid. I'll wait till he's an adult.
You didn't earn that kid.
I'll wait till the kid's an adult, then I'll light his ass up. But, like, you know, Josh Allen has that Brady Manning Mahomes Vic Montana effect where little kids turn on the TV.
They're heroes.
And they want to be that guy right away.
Manning's son literally wears a Josh Allen jersey.
And we all thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
But if you were to walk into a bar in Rochester, like we went to Bill Gray's on a Sunday during the Bill season, right? And we walk in and we see a guy in a Josh Allen jersey and his kid's wearing Marcus, whoever, give me whatever, Trevor Lawrence jersey.
Yeah.
That kid, what are you doing, kid?
What happened?
The hell's wrong with you? And I judge you as a father.
But that doesn't make as much sense to us because you have Josh Allen, so why not embrace Josh Allen? But if you're somebody that lives in, I don't know, Nashville, right?
Okay.
Like, I can understand why a kid there would have a Josh Allen jersey. There's nothing to be excited about in Tennessee right now.
All right, let me ask you this question.
All right.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
You just sit there.
Go ahead.
As the adults are talking.
Go ahead.
All those kids who wore Tom Brady jerseys in the greater Rochester area all those years when the Bills were bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, you were a kid when those kids were kids also, so this is not you criticizing children. How would you describe those kids?
See, when I was a kid, everybody was in like Dan Marino jerseys.
Okay, fair enough. Those people then.
Well,
those kids.
Yeah.
Well, how would you describe them? Sad, scumbags, desperate losers trying to clutch on to different success?
Sure.
See, she said it.
But why? Well, the Marino's kind of a weird thing because you had Jim Kelly and they were
right.
Kind of
that's what I mean.
Brady was crushing the league.
But he's not from here.
But he was the greatest.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you embrace that especially as a kid? Because you had nothing here.
Well, but that's
you had this revolving door of quarterbacks that weren't working out. I could see a little kid going, "Why am I invested in these douchebags?"
But I get
you can't be invested in somebody because nobody stuck around that long.
But I get why a spoiled rich kid would have that take. Right? Like, I want it, and I want everything to be good, and my daddy gives me everything, so I'm going to go with the money and say, "Dad, I'm going to pick it up."
So you're just clinging out of desperation.
So is that what you're saying about kids with Josh Allen?
Everything was taken away from you?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Well, to answer your question, bloom where you planted, do the right thing. To answer your question, no, I look at these kids, it's like, great, bring them all along. But based on how I felt about kids in Marino and Tom Brady jerseys,
same thing.
Peyton Manning here, it's the same damn thing. Yeah. I don't know how to feel. I'm torn, Kimmy.
I think it makes it a little bit better if that kid lives in a place where there's nothing to be excited about.
Okay.
You mean out of town kid?
Yeah.
If it's in another NFL market, it's a little suspicious. No? Like if you're living in Wyoming, if you're living in North Dakota, like you got no team, pick whoever you want, right? But if you, like you said, if you're in Nashville and the kid's walking around with a Josh Allen jersey on, I mean, I don't want to tell a kid how to live his life, but you got a team there, bro. Like,
that's true.
I don't know.
And you're in, like, a cool city. There's, like, stuff to do. There's stuff to be interested.
Yeah, no, there's lots of stuff for 10-year-olds to do on Broadway in Nashville.
You don't think a little kid likes country music?
I think you're also one of the...
Gotta watch out for flying chairs.
Pretty girls.
I think you're also one of the few little kids that never had another jersey. Like, I remember kids growing up that loved Peyton Manning. They had Peyton Manning jerseys, even if they were just like a fan of certain players growing up.
Yeah, those
like,
kids are called traitors.
I don't, you think?
I never knew
like
another
my
kid.
My brother loved.
Don't do this. I like your brother. Don't do this.
Who did he have? He had.
Have you met him?
Yeah, you have too, you idiot. Yeah,
the wedding doesn't count.
That's
probably the only time he's ever seen my brother.
Oh, I don't even know the kid's name.
How are you?
It's not hard.
Ignatius.
His name's Ignatius?
Iggy.
Ignatius.
Yeah, Iggy.
What was he in, the Civil War?
No, I think my brother had a Peyton Manning jersey. I think he had a couple different jerseys of just players that he liked.
But no Jim Kelly.
No, he had Bills jerseys too. But I think as a little kid, like, don't you have like favorite players and stuff?
I never had a player that I liked. That
so you just stayed old.
I do think that's a little unique, especially at the time that when we were growing up.
I didn't know anybody that was a Bills fan that did that. If I'm being sincere,
but your old man was a. But you were also raised by a deep NFL fan.
I mean, we didn't go to games as kids. My dad didn't have season tickets.
But your old man set his schedule around the Bills.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, from preseason on.
But I'm saying even the other kids I knew, like, we were in it deep. Like, everybody was. I thought that was everybody. I mean, I guess maybe in Gates were a little more loyal than everybody else.
Yeah. Well, you look for things to cling to, you know?
Yeah.
Like fresh food. Heat.
I'm going to talk to Kimmy now. Again, as we talk about
moves.
How, according to this study, the Buffalo Bills over the last 5 years have the third most bandwagon fans in the NFL. And like as we talk about like nationally, locally, whatever, maybe things are different now because technology has changed the game, the way we watch it and consume it. Like, Kimmy, when we were kids, it was impossible to watch a team that wasn't the Bills locally if they weren't playing the Bills. Mm-hmm. Like, NFL Sunday Ticket didn't really become a widespread thing until the late 90s. So if you were a Dolphins fan from Rochester, you could only see the Dolphins when they were playing either the Bills twice a year or when they played Monday Night Football.
Right.
Now you can get every game every week.
For sure.
You can follow every team and every player on social media, and it's not like you need to stand on a snow fence at a training camp to feel like you're connected to them.
No.
You can do it through a screen. So maybe...
It's all access.
Exactly. Maybe the idea of a hometown team and a bandwagon fan doesn't exist anymore. Because they're all there at your fingertips, and you can get access to whatever you want.
And as a little kid growing up watching it, you're not loyal to anything yet. You're just watching the game.
Exactly. Like, I get why, like, when you're a kid, like, when you live in a community and you're surrounded by that team, you should be a Sabres fan or a Bills fan or an Amherst fan.
Yeah, that's
or
probably
a Red
going
fan.
Away.
That's what I mean. It's a little bit strange. Because, like, you know, the jersey for your team is like a flag for your community.
It is.
Mm. It is. Is it not?
Yeah. No, don't you get super excited when you see, like, the closer to your community, like, if you see an Amherst jersey in the wild, like, outside of Rochester.
In the wild.
She said it right. Like,
I don't think I've ever seen an Amherst jersey.
I've seen Amherst hats.
Really? Like, out traveling?
Yeah.
Once in a while I see Bills, I've seen Sabres, but that's about it.
Yeah, but you don't pay a lot of attention to things.
No, I look at
people. I look at people. I look at over there. I'm looking over there now.
I like to watch people.
Or like if you see anything Red Wings, you're going to get excited.
I'm with you. I go out of my way to wear that stuff when I travel just so I can have that moment. Hey! Hey! It's like two dogs barking at each other. Hey! Hey! All right, let's take a break.
All right.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.